Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Arnie Salen, for the actually, I think, great music to ski to. This segment of the show, I think we should call Ski Talk. We have very special guest Kalen Richardson with us, who's a former 10-year veteran of the U.S. ski team and a former Olympian. Welcome back to the show, to another segment, Kalen.
Oh, I just feel privileged that you wanted me to stay. This is great.
Well, I think we're talking maybe a little too specific to our own desires, so I'd like to kind of broaden the topic a little bigger than just my asking you about how to ski the Canis Lupus Run, which, by the way, for those that don't know, the Canis Lupus is Latin for wolf, and it is a natural one-mile-long sort of half-pipe that's very narrow in certain places and curves around, and it's a real hoot. I wouldn't recommend it for beginners or even intermediates, but it is something to behold, and I'd never seen anything like that before.
It's something to work up to, let's put it that way.
Well, I did it four times in a row the first day, so I just was so excited. But the first one I videoed, and it's really fun because you could just tell that I'm a kid in a candy store, not knowing what's coming next. And then, of course, there's these fallen trees and sort of obstacles that are there, and you ski under the fallen trees. It's like out of a movie. It's like out of Lord of the Rings. I feel like we're in this otherworldly place. I sometimes feel I've hella skied a bunch, and sometimes the vistas in British Columbia, where I've done all my hella skiing, I look out and I go, it's like we're on another planet. Hella skiing to me is the greatest trip I've ever done. I've done three of them in my life, and I hope to do several more. I mean, week-long trips, not day trips. So let's talk about just the value of sports in your life. That was sort of our topic last week on the show. And you were saying how sports has brought so much to you. I mean, you get to do what you love every day. But now I want to know, do you live in Park City?
I do.
So what do you do? What are your summer sports?
The mountain biking is so great. I love the mountain bike and hiking, and you can go stand-up paddleboarding not too far from Park City. So actually, Canyon's opened up a downhill mountain bike park, and I think of myself as more of a cross-country rider,
mm-hmm.
but they have all these different features, and I have some friends that are downhill mountain bikers, so they've taken me up and trying to, you know, do really little gap jumps, that kind of thing. So really just being outdoors, because a lot of times people say that they come to Park City for the winter, but you stay for the summer.
It's a classic statement. And one of the big advantages of a summer is, of course, the longer days and, frankly, more variety of things to do. Skiing is certainly the primary thing. They certainly have that wonderful sled mountain not too far from canyons. But in the summer, you have golf, you have horseback riding, you have skiing. I mean, not skiing, you have mountain biking, tennis, hiking, regular biking just on the road. I mean, really, and all the river activities. It is really exhaustible, or inexhaustible, I should say. I'm a former tennis player and a new golfer, so I'm looking forward to actually golfing at 6,000 or 7,000 feet and seeing my ball actually really go a distance.
Yes, exactly. I always feel like it's good to be a new golfer because you don't quite have those expectations that when you have a bad game, it really affects you. So I plan on being a new golfer for probably the rest of my life.
Well, my wife is a long-term golfer. And when we, this is my second wife, and when we met, we actually met online. And the first three words were, do you ski? And then the next was, are you a golfer? And I skied, but I wasn't a golfer. And our second date, I said, well, let's go to the driving range and you can give me a lesson. Did not like it particularly at that time, and it took her several years to finally get me to start doing it. So I started golfing about a year ago, but I haven't golfed at all this winter because I've just been too busy with other things. And on my 14th round of golf, we're on hole number 14 at the local country club which we belong, and it's a 184-yard hole. And I hit the ball, and it looks like it's going straight to the hole. And I go, wow, honey, maybe I got a hole in one. And she gives me the look of the experienced golfer, like, yeah, sure. You've golfed 14 times, and you're getting a hole-in-one on the hardest par three on the course. And I go, well, you never know. So she hits the ball, and it goes, you know, towards the hole. And we're still debating the likelihood of me getting a hole-in-one on a 184-yard hole on my 14th round of golf when a greensman happens to drive up. Turns out he was on the green. He had just moved the pin. And he hears us discussing it, and he says, nope, I saw it bounce and roll right in. So I got the hole in one on my 14th round. It's like I'm all done.
It must mean you're a charmed golfer. You should probably really maybe focus all your strengths on golf, because maybe you have a future.
And the problem is I still haven't broken 100.
That's all right.
Okay, I mean, I was shooting in the low hundreds. I was right about there when I quit. And I certainly would get a par here and there. I actually never got a birdie. I think I've gotten one or two birdies. And that hole in one, of course, was technically an eagle because it was a par three. So I started with an eagle and a hole in a one before I had a birdie. I did have a birdie on another par three where I hit it within about 2 feet of the hole. That was a birdie. But I can't think of a harder game. And the altitude advantage should be fun.
Yeah, exactly. When you come visit us in the summertime, you'll definitely have to check out Touhey and bring your wife.
Thank you. And I really, really, I like to mountain bike. She's not as much into it. I'm curious your feelings about this. For me, mountain biking, especially if you do any of the hairy courses with the berms and the jumps and the roly-polies or whatever you want to call them, or the wooden berms and the obstacles, the seesaws. I mean, I've done a seesaw when I used to go to Mammoth. I find mountain biking infinitely scarier than skiing.
Oh, I totally agree.
Okay.
I could not agree with you more. And the funny thing is, I feel like especially the downhill portion of mountain biking is very akin to skiing because you have to look at your line. You have to look ahead or else things will go terribly awry.
Well, I'm sorry. The downhill mountain bike racing is just insane.
I agree.
I'm not even including that. But the reason I find it so much scarier, and look, we wear a heck of a lot more gear, at least if we're smart, when we mountain bike. But the fall, whenever you fall, you're falling, it seems to me, just from so much higher a place onto so much more aggressive ground with rocks. And, I mean, snow is hard when you fall, especially at a high speed. But I don't know. The falls I've had on mountain bikes have been much scarier than most of my ski falls.
I think that's partly, so think about your worst ski falls. At least for me, a lot of times it's when I'm on flat ground. When you fall and it's steep, unless there's trees or you hit an inanimate object, it's not as bad.
Because the steepness absorbs it, right?
Yeah, exactly, and you slide. But when you're on a mountain bike, most of the time you're either in the trees or not, but you fall and it's kind of flat and you're a little bit higher. So I think that it's just a matter of that, exactly like you said, you're higher. And when you hit, you stop. It's not like, unless you're on a steep pitch, you're not going to roll. And hopefully, if you are on a steep pitch, you're going to roll a little ways and not hit something.
Yeah. Not to mention the bike itself can be dangerous, depending on how you fall, if you go over the handles.
I don't want to scare people. I think mountain biking is awesome. You can go on logging roads where it is 8 feet wide, and
you're absolutely
totally fine. So I feel like, just like with skiing, you can choose your own adventure and work your way up, because I really do think bicycles are such a great tool to see lots of the mountain a lot quicker than on foot. And, you know, hiking has its charms too, but there have been a couple times where I've hiked up really high, and all I can think is, man, I wish I had a mountain bike to ride down on.
You know, it's funny, when I leave Park City every time to drive to the airport, that freeway, I always imagine it was snow, because it's like 10 miles from, you know, that junction, Kingman Junction or whatever it is, till we get to Salt Lake, 10 miles of like straight downhill. And I often imagine, what would that be like on skis, or for that matter, a bike, or even more interesting, a skateboard?
A longboard.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
You get humming.
Yeah,
you would get going.
That would be wild. And I wonder if anybody's ever done something like that on a very long freeway, like very, very, very early in the morning. I'm sure somebody has. I'm sure we could YouTube it and find it. Listen, just in fairness to our mutual friend Steve, why don't you give us a little commercial about Canyons that includes all the other things that we haven't talked about, like the zip tours and other things that are available there.
Of course. So Canyons is open until April 14th. Personally, I think springtime is the best and most fun time to ski. We have our spring groove coming up. This coming weekend, we're going to have pond skimming on the 17th. Pond skimming, tons of people come out. Everyone wears costumes. It's a spectacle. And then you can go out and have some fun on the snow. They're family packages. So Canyons is all about family. And you can do an adventure tour package where you go zip lining, you go skiing, You know, we have great food on the mountain.
Let's talk about the food real quickly, because it is great food. Steve told me there are 18 different places you can eat.
I know, crazy, right?
Yeah, and they're all good.
They're all really good.
It really blows me away. Let's also talk about the ease with which you can get to Park City and Canyons. It's a 1 hour flight, 1.25 hour flight from LA. It's direct into Salt Lake from almost any major city, and then it's 30 minutes to the mountain.
Yeah, and that's not an exaggeration. People always go, oh, you're stretching. And I go, literally, once you touch down, if you were to walk out and get in a car, you could be skiing in 40 minutes. You could be getting on the chairlift. And people don't realize it until they experience it. And the great thing about Salt Lake is, because we're down in the valley, it will take something very horrific not to be able to land, because a lot of those little ski towns, you know, they have great skiing, but to actually fly in and be that close,
oh,
it's not
absolutely
as likely.
Aspen, big problems. Mammoth, where I used to ski regularly, has horrible problems and only has a few commercial airlines in anyway. Listen, we are out of time. Please tell our listeners where they could find you if they'd like. You need some more Twitter followers, so I would give your Twitter handle. I see that you're a new Twitter person, so I'm going to have to school you on how to do that, maybe get you to join one of my dad chats.
I know. I'm more of an Instagrammer, you know, historically, but I do need to get on the Twitter bandwagon.
Go skiing with me. I'll give you a Twitter lesson.
All right, sounds good. And everyone, go to www.canyonsresort.com, and if you buy your tickets in advance, you can save up to 50%. So come visit us, please.
Okay, and how to find you. What is your Twitter handle?
It's K_KAY_Richardson_.
Okay, K_Richardson_. Okay, with one in the middle, one at the end.
K-A-Y_Richardson_.
I got it. And I am following you.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. I am going to reach out to you when I get in Saturday. I hope I'm there for 8 days. I hope we can connect. And thank you so very much.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bruce. And just have some great spring skiing.
I plan on it. Love it. Stay tuned for some more after these messages.
When everything looks so dark, you've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.